July 1st. Sharp was struck by the moonlit night when he rode out with Meade and his senior staff from their Taneytown headquarters. They spurred their horses to a fast trot up Taneytown Road and made the 14-mile trip to the south of Gettysburg quickly. Shortly before midnight, their party stopped at Little Round Top on Meade's left, which was 3 miles south of the town. He inspected the rocky knoll that rose into the dark night and then galloped on, wearily entering the evergreen graveyard south of the city on 100-foot-high Cemetery Hill. This was where he had ordered his troops to concentrate. The general, Sharp, and the other aides rode past broken tombstones and dismounted at the gatekeeper's lodge. With the light of the full moon, Sharp could see the Confederate infantrymen camped just north of the hill. Meade had not acted hastily when he received news of the Confederate advance on Gettysburg, but he had begun hurrying the rear of his army to join its forward area south of the town. Sharp recalled distinctly the solemnity of the conversation now at the gatekeeper's lodge, brought on by everyone's realization that an enormous confrontation loomed. Three of Meade's corps commanders, Oliver Otis Howard, Henry Slocum, and Daniel Sickles, met him at the lodge as Union troops continued to move that night into the high ground to the left and right of Cemetery Hill. "Is this the place to fight the battle?" Meade asked after the generals finished greeting one another. The three corps commanders were satisfied with it, they told the army commander. The high ground position the Confederate forces had pushed the Potomac Army back to the day of July 1st, a long arc from Culp's Hill southeast of Gettysburg, around Cemetery Hill, and 2 miles south down Cemetery Ridge to Little Round Top, was a powerful defensive location, which Meade could hold and launch from to take the offensive if he chose to. "I'm glad to hear you say so," Meade answered grimly, "for it is too late to leave now." He began giving directions on the placement of his forces.